This week on the podcast, for New All Age Comic Books for the week of June 27th, 2018, Grow Up, Ant-Man, Moon Girl, Devil Dinosaur, Mr. Wolf, a great graphic novel from Scholastic, Teen Titans, Scooby, and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Thank you for checking out the podcast this week for the New All Age Comic Books for the week of June 27th, 2018. It's Trey here with Daddy Mojo, and I hope you're having a great day. Really do. And this is an interesting week in the comic book store realm, but because there aren't too many comic books that are appropriate for the all-age audience. And it's just one of those weird weeks where it's the middle of summer, it's early summer, it's late summer, depends on where you are. It's summer, and kids may have the reading doldrums. So, take this opportunity to look around the comic book store, because I bet that your local comic book store still has an all-age comic book section where they only keep the titles that are good for kids. And these are cool titles. These aren't like the lame titles like Little Susie's Petathon or something like that. They're good titles, many of which we're going to talk about this week, and I invite you to do that. Where is your closest comic book store? Check this out. It's the comic book store locator. Just do a little search for it. Comic book store locator, then type in your zip code. Boom. One is probably within 15 miles of your house. Who knew that? This week there's a great book out, and this is a book from Marvel Books starring Ant-Man. And Ant-Man, of course, he's got the movie coming out next week, which we haven't seen yet. We were invited to see it, but due to the whole summer scheduling thing, we couldn't. Made us sad, but it was also telling that our 8-year-old didn't want to see it, which I found fascinating. He's not really into the Marvel superheroes yet, but his younger brother did. It's just an anomaly within our children. But Grow Up, Ant-Man is a book, and it's a children's book that's going to be great for ages 3 and up because it features a rhyming stanza. Like the punchline is it, grow up, Ant-Man, grow up. Grow up, Ant-Man, grow up. And that's the stanza. It's a rhyming book, and by the end of the book, Ant-Man tries to become slightly more mature or growing up a little bit closer, I guess, further than the Hulk, Spidey, and some of the other Marvel superheroes, while also growing up. So it reminds us a little bit of this classic book that we have, which is Vegetables and Underwear. Vegetables and Underwear is from Jared Chapman. It was initially released in 2015. And it's about vegetables wearing underwear, because vegetables are big vegetables and they don't wear diapers. This is an absurd book that I swear has a point. This is an absurd book that led our now 6-year-old to stop wearing diapers when he was 3, because we read him this book. He was like, I'm a big boy. I am not wearing diapers. And we highly recommend this book to any kid who you're trying to get out of diapers, boy or girl, whatever. Vegetables and Underwear, check out that book from Jared Chapman. However, there's a parallel here between this book and Grow Up, Ant-Man. Maybe your child has a bad habit where it's either baby talk or, you know how some children get in this really bad habit of making animal sounds like kitten sounds or puppy sounds? Man, that drives me insane. And every kid I know in elementary school does it. If this book, Grow Up, Ant-Man, helps stop some children from doing baby animal sounds when they are in elementary school, then this book alone is worth the price of admission for parents. Because parents, this habit from your elementary school children will drive you crazy. Grow Up, Ant-Man, it also has a growth chart, an actual growth chart for your child. So it's a fun book that serves two purposes, and you'll find it in bookstores or at your local comic book store. Retails, how much does it retail for? I can't see. It's affordable, and it's great, and it's the gift of reading. It's Grow Up, Ant-Man, and it is out this week. A graphic novel. This is the 4th series in this graphic novel series that kids will love, especially girls or kids that love cats. I'm talking about the Catstronauts, and this is their 4th original graphic novel. It's called Robot Rescue and Castrobot. It's a little bit of a political punch and a cat punch at the same time. The Catstronauts. Apparently, they live on a small island where the technology is still from the 50s. I'm joking. The Castronauts have been through it all, and now he is stranded on Jupiter's coldest moon after a mission gone awry. What's going on? We've got Cats Up, the computer, and other puns. This is fun, goofy stuff that kids will like to read. Who's going to like to read this? Any elementary school kid, and even some middle school kids, and even some parents, if you like cats, or just like good, silly fun. I invite you to check out Catstronauts. This is an original graphic novel called Robot Rescue, and this is the fourth one. If you said to yourself, this sounds really fun, it's my cup of tea, let me get the other three, you can get all three probably at your local bookstore, but of course online as well. Side note, if you're looking for a fun way to buy them online, check this out. If you're not familiar with the store, it's TFAW, T-F-A-W. The acronym stands for Things From Another World. And they have a really thorough library of books, graphic novels, comic books, anything pop culture, but especially literature pop culture. If you look at the post on daddymojo.net, all of the links that we have in the all-age comic books for the week, they click back to TFAW, where you can scroll and you can find all sorts of stuff. You can find all three previous Catstronaut graphic novels. They're there. I mention that because some people are like, where can I go? I can't live. Can't leave my house. Or whatever, yeah. Just go there and you're fine. Invader Zim. Now, this one is for the fans. It's for the fans because it's kind of expensive. It retails for just under $50. Wow. It's Invader Zim. It's a hardcover book. And that's why we wanted to talk about this. This collects issues 11 through 20 of this really go-to all-age comic book series. This is goofy fun that closely parallels the fun that happens in the television show. We mention this because last year, SpongeBob Comics had a hard cover book that they put out that reprinted some of the stories that were previously published in SpongeBob Comics. And we have most of the SpongeBob Comics here. However, we really enjoyed this hardcover book, mainly because we enjoy that comic book so much that seeing it in a larger format that was much more durable and prettier and just bigger. The artwork was bigger and much more in our face. It was better for us. So, A, if you like SpongeBob, check that out from last year. It came out in the fall of 2017. But if you're down with Invader Zim, this one is for the fans. It is Invader Zim Hardcover Volume 2. That says, oh, there was a hardcover volume 1 that collected the first 10 issues of Invader Zim. And this series is great. If the price point's too much for you, but you're intrigued by the content, check out any of the issues from Invader Zim, and you will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. It's from Oni Press. And you'll like it. Teen Titans Go! Their movie comes out in late July here in the United States. And this week has all of the hardcover books, graphic novels from Teen Titans Go! The comic book series, issues 1 through 24. It's collected in 4 trade paperbacks. And this series, this comic book series, is great. The art is the same as it is on the show. And it's just really great fun. Who likes this? Our 5-year-old? No, our 8-year-old has liked it since he was 5. Our 6-year-old has liked it since he was 4. So as go children, the second child, always demos up quicker because they want to be cooler or whatever. And that's the case here with Teen Titans Go, where we were like, oh, you know what? This is not cool for 4-year-old kids, but we were proved wrong. And this series is ridiculously popular on Cartoon Network. Prior to last summer, I think it was the second most watched show on Cartoon Network. I think, if memory serves correct, last summer, OKKO was number 1, which we just got that disc. And that is a great show, because we cut the cord for cable a couple years ago. So the new shows we get about a year later. So it's like we're on Gilligan's Island out here, and we get these things. Oh, what's this thing from last year? But it is hilarious. OKKO, we got the DVD. And the kids were, whatever, we'll watch it. But they were flat out laughing on the floor, and they watched all this. They watched all the episodes within a weekend. That comes out on DVD in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about it then. Hopefully, even give one away. But Teen Titans Go, this box set, it retails for just under $35. So, ooh, it's a little pricey. But if you're looking for a collected edition of a comic book series that's great, or if you want to give your child a great present, maybe like for birthday, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, this is great. And it's worth the price of admission. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. This series, the monthly series, is great. It's great for a lot of reasons, but mainly it's great for the story. It really is. And a couple issues ago, maybe 8 or 7 issues ago, they really threw kind of a left turn at it because the titular character of Devil Dinosaur kind of left. And in Devil Dinosaur's place came two members of the Fantastic Four. So that's why the title for this graphic novel is Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, Trade Paperback Volume 5, The Fantastic Three. Because in this storyline, it collects issues 25 through 30 for Moon Girl, Devil Dinosaur. So the Silver Surfer comes to Manhattan, and you know where the Silver Surfer goes, trouble soon follows. However, the Thing and the Flaming Guy, the Human Torch, they team up with Moon Girl to help her. And side note, if you're down with the Fantastic Four and you're bemoaning me laughing at them and my inability to remember the Flaming Guy, the Human Torch's actual name, Johnny Blaze, thank you very much. The Fantastic Four has been rebooted, and I believe their new ongoing series comes out this week also. It's going to be slightly more for middle school and up. We're going to give it a look just to see if it's worthwhile, but we don't really, it's not something we'll cover here just because it's going to catch a lot of press on its own. Here we want to concentrate on what's great for all ages and those comic books that may fly under radar, kind of like this one and this next one, which we really like. And it's from a big house, and we mentioned this because this one from DC Comics may not be on the DC Comics front burner of promotion, and it may get lost in the shuffle of whatever their all-new 52 or they're pushing now. They're still pushing two issues a month, which I can't believe. Like 2 issues of Superman, 2 issues of Batman. And in theory, it sounds great because the price is only $2.99. But then if you get hooked, you're like, wow, that's $6 a month. That's more than my $3.99 comic book. Wow, yeah, so the comic book math doesn't work for me there. But this series is worth it because it comes out once a month. It's fun, and it's very creative. Even though I don't remember any of the characters in this series, it's Future Quest Presents. This is issue 11. What they're doing is they take some of the classic characters from the Hanna-Barbera universe and bring them into their fold with their own series of short mini-series. We are in the midst of a Dorno and the Herculoids. A Dorno of the Herculoids mini-series within Future Quest Presents. I don't know who Dorno of the Herculoids is either. However, we've been mildly introduced to them from Future Quest Presents and love the concept, love the art, and love the story. This is real action, a real comic book that kids in middle school and up who are looking for something fun and different will really dig. This is not your superhero in tights kind of thing. It's fabulous. Really is great stuff. Scholastic puts out some of the best graphic novels out there. And some parents may not even be hip to it outside of their elementary or middle school book sales that happen twice a year. And that's kind of a pity because they miss some great things. This one, though, it's Mr. Wolf's Class. This book is bound to be a bestseller within the Scholastic book sales that happen in the spring and fall at your local elementary and middle school. This is Mr. Wolf's Class. It's from Aaron Nels Stink. Probably pronounced it incorrectly. Stink. That'd be a hard name to grow up with. This is a great graphic novel because it's about a typical fourth grade class. You've got the quirks of the students. You've got the teacher trying to do their best while the kids are trying to establish their individuality. And it's funny, goofy fun. Think a typical fourth grade class. And this is what it's like, except it's going to be in original graphic novel form. Funny stuff. And if you buy it on Kindle, it's only $6. That's really dirt cheap. You have no excuse not to buy it. If you're looking for the actual physical book, it'll be $19. Buy it through some links. Maybe it'll cost you $14. But this is great stuff, and it's good. It's good stuff that Scholastic, specifically the graphics imprint of Scholastic, does. And if you're looking for anything cool, you can pretty much like First Second has almost all of their books are great and fabulous. They're just, it's a go-to publishing house. Graphics, G-R-A-P-H-I-X, graphics books. Man, everything they do, we absolutely love. So they're one of our favorite publishers here. So check out Mr. Wolf's Class, and I can guarantee you will not be disappointed. Tokyo Pop is a publisher who we don't talk about much here because they mainly do a lot of manga. A lot of manga. We don't do much manga here because manga is an art form and a speciality all into its own. However, this week they have a collection of the Descendants graphic novels. I don't mean the Descendants, all the great punk band who you should know if you're down with 90s alt rock. I mean the Rotten to the Core trilogy, the complete collection, dare I say, from Disney's Descendants. This is out, and it's really affordable. It's only $16, and this is it's an original series, an original story that came out in print. So if you say to yourself, "Well, I saw the movie, didn't like it," well, then this may not be your cup of tea. However, if you say to yourself, "My kids saw Descendants, loved it, and it was their jam," then have them check this out because this is an original story. That's actually pretty thick when you figure that it's three original graphic novels that are just bookended now into a trade paperback. Check this out, and then you say, "Well, it's only $16. What? Go out to the store and buy it. It's the Descendants, Disney Descendants from Tokyo Pop. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. We are also on Twitter. It's at Daddy Mojo, or email trey@daddymojo.net.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.